So the epistle for the feast of the Holy Family is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so do you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. When Jesus was 12 years old, they going up into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and having fulfilled the days when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey, and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart, and Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and men. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend brothers, dear faithful, this Sunday we have the Feast of the Holy Family. It is a time period for us to reflect in this Christmas season. One, on the importance of the family and how it is so vital to, I would say, our Catholic life. God has given our families as a means for us to sanctify our souls. He's given our families as a help to us, as a help for us to get to heaven. And that is why in this Mass itself it talks about, you know, how lovely this tabernacle is, referring to the family. And you may recall last year when I spoke to you on this feast day, I talked about how important the family is for us, how important it is to be guarded, to be protected. It is something that we pray in the collect of the Mass itself, that we do. We see this importance in the family life. And we see that through the Holy Family, the virtues that they practiced. But if you recall also last year, I mentioned to you about how the modern world will try to attack the family and bring it down. How the modern world takes that to destroy what is the basic unit of society. And they destroy it because the devil sees that as a means of destroying God's work, of what God has placed together. And even last year, if you recall, I talked about why I think that sometimes it happens that way. That the world promotes this independence, an independence in the family life even, that the children see that it's just a matter of time before they can leave the family life and to start their own, which is natural, yes. But they promote and they push them at such an early age that there is a rebellion against the order that God has established, a rebellion against this order that God has brought for the sanctification of all of our souls. That it is this basic unit of society, and so therefore, It is a means of keeping society together and also in order under God's laws. I mentioned last year that, granted, we don't have all the answers. It would be nice if we did. A wise, sometimes the children, they are given the same opportunities. They are given the direction of the faith and the families. And yet they go astray. They lose the faith. They walk away from it. And you can slowly see that happening in their lives, especially as they become high school age. There's something about that time period of where they think they're becoming adults, and so therefore they can think for themselves. And so they reject their parents, they reject this authority over them, because they want this independence. And that is what the world feeds to them. And so for us to contemplate that and to think about that, you know, why do sometimes we lose our youth? And I think we can also go to another examination today. But I think now as the society continues to grow and to get older, even with the society now being in existence for about 40 years, there are some families that have grown up in the society or in tradition, to where in some ways their children have never seen anything different. In a way, it's a great blessing for them. But I think even with that, there can be a complacency. There can be a means for the children that they're so used to it, that it is nothing special to them. It's kind of like they're born into it, that's all they've seen, and that's it. There may not be the understanding of what they have. There may not be an understanding of how important it is for them to be following this Mass, this faith, of living this life. And so that becomes the importance of the parents to instruct, to teach, becomes the importance of the priest to do the same, and then the schools also. And I think that is something that is important now, that you have a priory, you have daily Mass, you have the chance for your children to go to Mass every day with school, the instruction of the priest. And so there is a lot that can be gained. But there can also still be that complacency. Because yes, maybe this is all they've known. And I've seen that in the schools and working and different things, you see that the children, that it is all that they've known and they don't know why. They don't know why that they attend this Mass. And so that to me is an importance in understanding why they end up leaving. If you can't see the treasure that you have before you, well, then you will walk away from it. Especially if you consider it too hard, too difficult, asking too much. That yes, you will, when you see the independence and the freedom that is promoted to you out in the world, you will give it up. And as I say, it can happen because of just growing up in it. And so then it becomes the important task of all of us to instruct, to give to them why. Why is this so important? Why must they live their faith every day? Because I do see that as children get older, there's a tendency to have a lack of interest. There's a tendency to see what the world has to offer. And so in trying to figure that out and trying to understand that, as I said to you last year, if you remember the analogy, of as a priest, you offer the faith to those that are around you. And some will definitely tend toward it. Some will be just passive. They won't make a move. And then you will even have some that will go away from it. And so, yes, as a priest, it is very hard. And as for parents, I'm sure it's the same way. You try to raise your children the same way. Some tend toward the faith, some don't. And so the question becomes why? And we've given them the same upbringing. We've given them the same chances, the same opportunities. Why? Well, it is a mystery. As I say, we don't have all the answers. But I do think that it is important for us to contemplate and to think about. To continue from last year where we just talked about how society will try to destroy the family, this basic unit, by promoting this independence, by promoting to the children to have their independence from oppression. And then, for this year, then we can, as I say, to consider just that now it has been over a year of having the priory, of having the daily mass, the having the chance for the sacraments, all these opportunities to not let it become something that you become complacent with. Because even with the school, of having the opportunity for a daily mass, the instruction from the priest, God willing, it is a benefit to the children. You know, having these opportunities for them. That it isn't something that they just become complacent in. And so that means we have to instruct. We can't just take it on the fact that they come to Mass and that's good enough. We have to explain to them why. And as I said, I've seen that with children that just grow up in the traditional Mass. They can give you the answer of, well, you don't go to the Novus Ordo because it's not good. And so why? You know, can they explain it? And even in a sense, as adults, can we explain it? Can we explain all of these things? And that it means that we must study. That means we must continue to try to live and to study our faith each and every day of our life. And it's not sufficient just to think of coming to Mass for an hour and a half is sufficient. And that is why then when we look at the total picture of everything and look at the family itself and why the church calls it this lovely tabernacle. Because I mentioned to you last year that the family life should be a haven. The home should be a haven for you. It should be a safe place for you to come back to. And I would say the same thing for the children. Because as they get older, they will be out and exposed to the world. And so therefore, they must come back to a place that is a safeguard to them, a protection to them. But if their home is no different than anyone else out in the modern world, how is that going to protect them? If you have all the same things that everyone else out in the world has, how are you going to protect your children from the dangers of the world? And that you also see in traditional circles. It is almost like a Jekyll and Hyde. They come to Mass on Sunday, but then the rest of the week, it's the way the world goes. And then people wonder why the children lose the faith or why they follow the world. They ask those questions, it's kind of like, well, I've got some answers for you. You may not like to hear it. And so that's why we must consider that our family life, it must be an integral Catholic life. Or otherwise, we're putting our children at a disadvantage. And so that is why we must understand that the family life is this safe haven. It is something that God blesses. It is something that the world attacks. And we can't cater to that. We can't bring in such the spirit of the world and then say, like, well, what happened to our children? And so definitely, as parents, you must consider and try to examine your home. Because these are the things that we fight. And so you must examine the home and see, is it a safe place for my children? Because otherwise, yes, our children may grow up in the traditional mass. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that you've seen that and you have made that step. But if they don't understand why, what will happen? They can't defend their faith. They can't explain their faith. And they can't explain why they're doing this. So there's going to be many people out there that will be able to explain why they shouldn't come. And then our children will be lost. And so, yes, on this Feast of the Holy Family, we can contemplate the virtues that the Holy Family practiced. And that is something that, as families, we must do. We must look to them as an example for us. But I would say, if you look at the Holy Family, you will see clearly of how they live their daily life. And that is what is important for us, is the daily life. The daily life that we have every single day of our life, of trying to live it for God, of trying to establish a place for God in the home. And so that's why it is important for us to have the enthronement to the Sacred Heart. It is important for us to have the family rosary. It is important for the children to see that there's prayers before and after meals. It's important for them to see mom and dad praying. And so these are the steps that we must try to take in our families. And only after doing so will we see that it is what a holy tabernacle it is. It's only after that fact. But take this feast day in to examine. Examine the family life. And examine to see how well do our children understand. How well do they understand why they come to this Mass? And how important it is for the salvation of their soul. Because we cannot just rest on the laurels of that we were here, we made the move, and our children just grow up here. We cannot. Because that is exactly what is happening to the society. The children are no different than the children out in the world. And they leave at 18, but they probably left a lot sooner. In their heart and in their mind. And that is what we're fighting. And so that is why we must try to work together on this. Because if we know that the enemy is the world and is trying to drag us down, then why would we let the enemy into our home? And so pray. Pray for these graces, because that is where, if we live that life, that is where then truly the vocations will come. Because of the foundation that has been established. And so we must pray for these graces in our families. Because that is how we will sanctify the families and sanctify the parish. And by sanctifying the parish, then we will get to heaven. And so yes, pray to the Holy Family for this example, for the virtues that they practice, that you can put it into practice in your own lives, in your own families. But I would say also to contemplate and to think about, how does my family live their life? Is it Catholic on Sunday and then the rest of the week as well? It's like the world. That will not be a safe haven for your children. And so let us pray with the introit, "How lovely are thy tabernacles." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.